Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. There will be three readings in each of the two segments of this podcast. All readings will be from the New International Version. Hear the word of God, starting with the book of Esther, chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, 9 through 10, and then chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. So the King Haman went in to dine with Queen Esther. And as they were drinking wine on the second day, the king again asked Esther, "What is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor with you, O king, and if it pleases your majesty, grant me my life. This is my petition. And spare my people. This is my request. For I and my people have been sold for destruction and slaughter and annihilation. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king." King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, "Who is he? Where is the man who has dared to do such a thing?" Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this vile Haman." Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, "A gallows 75 feet high stands at Haman's house. It had been made for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king. The king said, 'Hang him on it.' So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided." Chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the province of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy, and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy, and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. Psalms 124 in its entirety. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 through 6, 10 through 16, and 24 through 29. The rabble with them began to crave other food. And again, the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. Moses heard the people of every family wailing at the entrance to his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their forefathers? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, give us meat to eat. I cannot carry all these people by myself, and the burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin. The Lord said to Moses, bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as elders and officials among the people. Then have them come to the tent of meeting, and they may stand there with you. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took of the spirit that was on him and put the spirit on the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men whose names were Eldad and Medad had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but they did not go out to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." The word of God for the people of God. Now we will pause briefly and listen to a song entitled Esther's Song by Curtis Parks.
Esther was a girl from far away. She lived a simple life and loved the Lord. A king was looking for his bride to be. He fell in love and called this girl his queen. Chosen ones of God, living in a distant land as slaves. The king had put God's people in harm's way, but God had chosen Esther to be brave. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the not to harm you, but to prosper. Plans to give you hope and future. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Not to harm you, but to prosper. Plans to give you hope and future." Scared, but hold on to the truth. Our God provides and He will not leave you. And when you feel alone, remember you are His. For you were called for such a time as this. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, not to harm you, but to prosper. Plans to give you hope and future. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, not to harm you, but to prosper. Plans to give you hope and future."
Readings will continue with Psalms 19, verses 7 through 14. "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his error? Forbid my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sin. They may not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Lastly, from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. Teacher, said John, we saw a man driving a demon out in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whosoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward. And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed then with two hands and go into hell, where the fire never goes out, And if your foot should cause you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is not good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for my family in Christ. Thank you, God, for the listeners of my podcast, and may they be blessed in what they hear. May they be blessed through the application of your word. Heavenly Father, I am grateful for your loving kindness, grateful for your unfailing grace and mercy, grateful for grateful to you, most precious God, for your forgiveness and salvation. I pray for those who are lost. I pray that they have encounters and interventions with believers and people of faith, and that they will be drawn to Christ. These blessings I ask in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalm 19, The Law of the Lord is Perfect by Nina Dixon. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.